Beginning next Monday at 7:30, KASU will be presenting a series of stories looking at the changes occurring in one portion of northeast Arkansas. The Highway 49 corridor running from Jonesboro through Brooklyn to Paragould, where massive amounts of commercial development are currently underway. Joining me now to talk about the series of stories he's been preparing about this is Jonathan Reeves. Good morning, Jonathan.
Good morning, Marty.
For people who haven't been down that stretch of highway lately, tell us about some of the developments that are occurring there.
There are two big developments that are going on there. One is a massive $400 million hospital. It's the new NEA Baptist Hospital that they're constructing. That kind of precipitated a lot of the change that you're seeing on the highway, because now you're going to see a lot of commercial development as well. Some new businesses have already come in by way of new restaurants. They're expecting a lot more to come in. Also, as you get closer to Brooklyn on the highway, there's the new 80-acre Craighead County Fairgrounds that will be open by the time that the fair kicks off in September. So those are two big projects, both on 80 acres of land each, both multi-million dollar projects that's going to spur a lot of economic growth into the area, Marty.
Well, you mentioned economic growth. Obviously, that's one big impact that those projects and other smaller ones along the highway are having. What are some of the other impacts you found of the development along Highway 49?
You know, the big issue is going to be a traffic issue, and you're going to see a lot of cars coming in and vehicles. In fact, you already have it right now with 30,000 cars estimated to go on the highway now. So in anticipation of that fast highway being even more congested, officials are trying to work now on a plan to be able to see how they can take some of that traffic off the road. They're trying to build a case for an eastern bypass around the city of Jonesboro. Two, another thing is that they're going to be selectively putting in more traffic lights closer to the Baptist Hospital area. Also, maybe some turn-in lanes as well. Officials with the fairgrounds are probably going to be doing their own traffic control as well. But traffic seems to be the big impact on these projects.
Well, and people. I mean, there's lots of people coming in either to live in that area or to work in that area as well.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And so you're talking about one thing that this is going to do is it's going to bring so many businesses into the area, and that's going to mean jobs. That's going to mean economic development. Already, the hospital is projected to bring in about 600 to 700 workers. They've got 200 workers that are building the hospital right now. And once that is up and going, you're going to see restaurants. Probably you'll see pharmacies there. You're going to see a lot of commercial property. That's all going to mean jobs. That's all going to mean an extra income into the city. That's going to bring more people into that area of North Jonesboro. It is going to be an economic boom, and that's why so many people are excited about it.
Well, and of course, it's going to not only affect Jonesboro, but the hospital and the fairgrounds and the businesses associated with them are going to be drawing people from throughout the KASU listening area to that portion of Jonesboro, that stretch of highway.
Absolutely. And you're talking about people from, you know, northeast Arkansas, southeast Missouri, those areas, because you're going to see a lot more people that are going to come into the area. So right now, city officials around all those cities like Brooklyn and Paragould and Jonesboro are trying to be able to go ahead and get ready now for what they're anticipating to be even more traffic that's going to be hitting that highway here next year.
Now, in preparation for this story, you've done a lot of research. You talked to a lot of people. Tell us about some of the people that we're going to be hearing from over the next several weeks as you tell our listeners more about what's going on along Highway 49.
Absolutely, Marty. Well, we're going to talk to Administrator of the NEA Baptist, Paul Betts. He's going to tell us about the new hospital. We're going to talk to Project Manager Mike Simzisco. He's going to tell us about the construction site, which that was really interesting to be able to go through. We're going to talk about the new Craighead County Fairgrounds with Eddie Burris. He's going to tell us about that. We're going to talk to Dr. Sue McClary. She's with ASU's College of Nursing and Health Professionals. She's going to tell us about the impact on the college students, the nursing students who are going to be working out there as well once they, in their clinicals and also when they graduate from school there. We're going to talk to the mayors, Harold Perrin from Jonesboro, Kenneth Jones from Brooklyn, and also Mike Gaskill from Paragould. A lot of people to talk to, and we appreciate their help in making this series possible.
Now, Jonathan, I know, people know that you're relatively new to KASU. You'd been away from Jonesboro for about 15 years. Mm-hmm. As you've researched and prepared this new story, what's been a surprise to you about what's happening along that stretch of road?
You know, from what I remember, that stretch of road was a two-lane road, and yeah, it was traveled some. What really surprised me was going back to the area when I really started looking at this and just seeing the growth in the area already from what I remember. Four-lane road. It's a fast highway. There's a lot of traffic that goes on there. And also just going through and seeing the areas that I remember were just open fields. Now you've got for sale signs and you've got these two huge projects that are going on. Really just seeing from what I remember it is to how it is now and probably even how we envision it's going to be this time next year. That really was an eye-opener and a surprise how it's all going to impact the area.
Well, Jonathan, we look forward to your series of stories on Highway 49 from Jonesboro through Brooklyn to Paragould. This series of news stories will be broadcast beginning next Monday morning at 7:30 and then on subsequent mornings at the same time. If you miss any of them, they will be archived at kasu.org.